Welcome to the January 20th Armed American Radio National Broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, the fight for freedom is on. The battle lines have been drawn by this gun-hating administration, and Armed American Radio stands on the front lines with you. Part of being on the front lines is making your voice heard, and we need your help, and we need it today. The United States Concealed Carry Association has partnered up with the Salem Radio Network and all of the Salem Talk hosts to support the Second Amendment via a petition that will be hand-delivered to Congress in a couple of months, and we need your signature on that petition. Tens of thousands of you have joined us, but it's now time to step up. As I say on the air, if not you, who? And if not now, when? Please join us, won't you, by signing the petition to protect our Second Amendment freedoms by visiting supportsecondamendment.com. Today, add your name to the list. Together, we'll let Washington gun haters know who's boss. SupportSecondAmendment.com. Please help us today. Enjoy the lineup. It was a great one. Susanna Hupp, Alan Corwin, The Roundtable. I'll see you on the radio.
Prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. What a great name for a radio show, Armed American Radio. My boy. How you doing, Shanto?
I'm doing a lot better than I was last week.
Yeah, you are. You sound a little better. I know you were a little bit under the weather, and I'm sure being here talking about freedom helps quite a bit.
Of course. And let me tell you something. I felt pretty bad last week, but like you always say, that's what we're here for, to talk about freedoms. And we don't take off for freedom.
Yeah, it was interesting. I was a friend of mine, Steve, that works up in Wisconsin at the U.S. Concealed Carry offices. And he's listening to the show right now. And prior to, I saw that he was green on his little messenger. And I said, hey, bud, you going to be listening to the show today? He said, yeah, I'm doing some laundry. I said, laundry takes a break for freedom, pal.
Yes, yes.
Steve is still listening to the show. And right now, he's probably cracking up. But that's okay. Hey, listen, speaking of U.S. Concealed Carry Association, the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, in conjunction with, has partnered up with, if you will, Salem Radio Network, with SRN, to bring you the Support Second Amendment petition that you need to sign. And the number is gaining. We're getting close to the 46,000. We're just shy of 45,500 right now. We'd really like to top 46,000 before the end of this broadcast. Please head over to supportsecondamendment.com. It doesn't cost anything. Make your voice heard. How many times do you hear me say, ladies and gentlemen, if not you, who? If not now, when? We need your help. Your freedoms as an American are under vicious, coordinated, well-funded, pre-planned, and systematic attack by the forces and enemies of the Second Amendment. Right now, they're coming out of the woodworks. They're floating around in tutus, baby. They're out there. They're giddy. They're flying around. They're beside themselves. They're taking advantage of tragedy, and we need to make our voices heard and stop them dead in their tracks. SupportSecondAmendment.com. Sign up. Sign the petition. That petition will be being delivered by the Salem Radio Network and U.S. Concealed Carry Association. All the talk stars will be there. And believe me, they're going to, I mentioned in the last hour, when they did this with the health care petition.
Yes.
And Gallagher and Bill Bennett and all these great talk hosts got together and put this petition together, over a million people signed it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to beat that with this one. We should. And they delivered it, if I'm not mistaken, brought an ambulance with a gurney with the petition strapped to it.
It sure did.
And stuck it right in the halls of Congress. And we're going to do something similar, I'm sure.
And I think we should play something that, Barack Obama said he wasn't going to do.
Can we play that right now?
Yes, we can.
Let's go to the President of the United States.
When y'all go home and you're talking to your buddies and they say, he wants to take my gun away. You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms. I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. SupportSecondAmendment.com. Please sign the petition. All you need to do is give your first and last name, your email address, and what state you're from, and click sign the petition. Let's get over 46,000 names right now, and let's let Armed American Radio be a big force behind that as part of the lineup and part of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Speaking of the roundtable, let's go to the roundtable right now. Sean, do we have a full – are the seats taken?
All the seats are taken.
The usual suspects are joining us?
Yes.
First of all, in honor of Alan Corwin, we name this roundtable the Alan Corwin Experience, because it is always an experience to have Alan Corwin on the show. Alan joins a seat at the roundtable. Alan, thanks for sticking around, brother. Appreciate it.
You're making me blush again.
I love it. And you're that redheaded guy. You blushing, man. Just, you know, that's, you know, your freckles come out.
Cut it out.
David Kodria, Hudson, Ohio. A little bit burr chilly up there. David, how you doing?
Well, I've got two space heaters cranking on full for the last 10 minutes, so I've got the back porch up to a chilly 36 degrees. We'll give you progress reports as the hour progresses, but I want to just tell you, I don't think of it as expanding my carbon footprint. I think of it as expanding my freedom footprint.
I love this guy. And we've got the Mad Ogre, George Hill. George, how are you out there in Vernal, Utah? A little bit chillier than in Ohio, isn't it?
Outstanding, and it's a pleasure and a privilege. We're probably about minus 12 right now.
Oh,
God almighty.
But we've got the Reactor 1 cranked up at their main footprint. Reactor 1 keeps Ogre Ranch nice and toasty.
It's a Reactor.
Reactor 1. I'm sure Reactor 1 is very well defended, too, isn't it?
It's right up there with the Department of Energy reactor.
Hey, let's talk about my new column in the new Concealed Carry magazine, okay? The magazine. George, you saw the magazine. It is poo.
It is fantastic. I am highly impressed with what the new USCCA team has done with Concealed Carry magazine.
It is.
Magazine.
Top notch.
Up there with, you know, anything you're going to buy in the rack.
Yeah.
And I'm especially impressed that you can now buy it straight up as a subscription without joining the USCCA if you just want just the magazine.
That's right. You can do that. You can go to concealedcarrymagazine.com, and believe you me, this thing is top-notch. But here's the fun part about it, and I like this, because the new name of my column is One to the Head, and it's the last article or last column. It's the opinion column. Last page of the magazine, and I love that. It's an honor to be at that part of the magazine because I get to be the parting shot, if you will, as people exit that month's issue. And a lot of people don't
call it parting shot. That's the last column in another magazine.
It is, but you get my point here with the double entendre there, the one to the head, of course, designed to make you think about what we're talking about. And the anti-gunners will hate it, and that's why I like it. Alan, like, you got to push a few buttons once in a while, Alan, don't you?
Yeah, you do, and you're great at it.
So I push yours sometimes.
Yes, you do. You make me think, Mark, and that's why I like your show, among other things.
No. The defense is wrong.
It's back when Alan says, at the meeting at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, Alan says, Mark, I'm gonna let you in on something here. Thomas Jefferson was wrong. I said, what? Thomas Jefferson was wrong? Did you meet with him? And Alan said, no, and he went in to explain what it was. And I said, you know, Alan, that sounded just like my cousin Vinny. No, the defense is wrong.
That's funny.
And it became a classic in the conversation. It led to an entire show.
We did that show.
And it was a tremendous amount of fun. If anybody makes anybody think, Alan, it's definitely you. And pairing you up with David Kodria on the same table is quite an honor to have both of you guys here. David.
Mark.
A lot going on here. We sure don't have a shortage of things to discuss. I want to start with New York State with you and the absolute tyrannical fascist move. And it was nothing short of that. That occurred earlier this week in New York, where behind closed doors, we had an unprecedented power grab and a criminalization of millions of New York residents. Your thoughts?
Well, they may not have actually done it with the appropriate amount of notification. Some people are looking into that right now. So it may be just unconstitutional based on those grounds as well as others. It entails some very dangerous mental health provisions to require doctors to report anybody even discussing any kind of violence, and there'll be a liability for them if they don't. And so what this can do is this can actually discourage people who need it. But one of the things I'm focused on right now with this so-called SAFE Act is that with the banning of devices that feed ammunition that contain more than seven rounds, this basically puts the M1 Garand out of action. And I'm looking right now because, you know, the Civilian Marksmanship Program is chartered by the Congress, okay? And it's established to promote practice and safety in the use of firearms. And furthermore, the authorization for this is under Title 36 of U.S. Code, and it defines CMP as a patriotic organization. And I'm just wondering if the CMP is going to have anything to say about the fact that they can no longer do any kind of Garand training in New York.
So the CMP, is that the Canadian Mounted Police?
Civilian Marksmanship Program.
Thank you for clarifying that.
it used to be under the Department of the Army as the Director of Civilian Marksmanship, but I think it was like 1996 or so. I got mine back in the Stone Age. But now it's a congressionally chartered corporation, and independent of the Congress, but nonetheless authorized by it and defined by United States code.
Now, we've got 20 seconds before we hear the break music, guys, and then when we come back, I'm going to play a clip from Chuck Schumer, that our favorite senator, the smug Schumer himself, vilifying millions of Americans earlier today. And it will upset you. It upset me. You'll see why right after this when we come back and we'll get the opinion of everybody seated at the table here on the Armed American Radio Network. What a great name for a radio show.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new TaxSlide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The TaxSlide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the TaxSlide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
If you don't call into our broadcast, we want to know what you're thinking. We're family. We're connected. We're Armed American Radio on Facebook and on armedamericanradio.com. Here again, Mark Walters.
Here again, Mark Walters, over this hideous music.
Hey, there
I've
you go.
Asked you before to fix that. That sounds like we're at a skinhead convention.
No, that's called, anyway, you haven't sent me the music. Oh, now you remember, you used to go to these concerts.
Huh? I never went to, no, that's Headbangers Ball. Never did it. Never did that stuff. That was, wasn't that guy. that stuff is, that's awful. That makes me forget what I was, Chuck Schumer.
Yes.
Okay, Chuck. Joining me at the round table, David Kodria. Welcome back, David. I hear him. There he is.
Here I am.
There he is. The Alan Corwin Experience is what we dedicate this hour to. Whenever Alan Corwin is on the show, Alan Corwin, welcome back to the table.
Mark, I'm back here, and I want to mention something before I run out of time. I want to remind us all of the goal. Our goal is to protect children. That's our goal. We have children at risk here. That was the point Wayne LaPierre made that got completely lost in all the attacks on him. The goal is to protect children. And by limiting our ability to have ammunition, we do not protect children. We limit our ability to have ammunition. And by limiting the type of firearm we can own by brand name, we do nothing but harm the public. We do not keep our eye on the goal, which is to protect children. Keep that goal in mind, folks. The goal is to protect children. The programs we have up at gunlaws.com, they're aimed at protecting children or protecting our rights. And the antis are coming after our rights. They are not protecting children. They are not looking to stop crime. And don't lose sight of that goal.
Thank you very much. They're pushing a political agenda.
That's right.
And thank you for that very much.
They're dancing in blood to do it. They're dancing
George Hill.
In blood.
The you Mad know, Ogre, I want to get to you. I know you can only stay for just a couple minutes, Alan. I want to play a clip and get your opinion. We'll go back to you first because the rest of us will keep seats at the table. George, welcome back.
The liberals only care about protecting children outside of the womb. You
right,
know,
and the truth is only controversial to a liberal as well.
Right.
Sean, let's play the Chuck Schumer clip from today. I want you to listen to this very carefully, and I want you to listen to the leading questions, and this is what we're up against. Then we'll explain it. I'll give you my opinion next. Go ahead, Sean.
Ready to admit that the NRA has become a fringe group.
Well, they sure are a fringe group, but whether enough of my colleagues are ready to admit that, I'm not sure. They are a very extreme group. They don't even represent average gun holders. Something like 91% of all the American people, and I think I've read somewhere, you know, 2/3 of NRA members, for instance, believe that we ought to have a universal background check, which means that anybody who shouldn't have a gun won't get one. I wrote the Brady Law when I was in Congress back in 1994. But the NRA had such power, they filled it up with loopholes, and now 40% of the guns that are sold in America have no check. Even felons can get them. And if we can plug that up, that would be great. Obviously, we want to limit the number of bullets in a clip. It would be good to get rid of the assault weapons. But the sweet spot, in other words, the thing that's most likely to pass, given the House and how hard right and pro-gun they are, and do the most good, the combination of those two is probably the universal check. And we're going to push hard to get that one done and even through the House.
Okay, this guy is a bigger liar than Obama, who says he doesn't want to take our guns. He says he wrote the Brady Law in 1994. The Brady Law started out as one 531-word sentence 15 years before it was actually enacted. So he's a complete liar. The universal background check is a code word for listing and registering every gun owner in the country. It is a code word. The only way their universal background check could possibly work is if every gun and every gun owner is on a government list. That's what they're after. And a government list, registration, is what precedes genocide in every genocide in the 20th century. Now, there is a way to run a background check without creating a list. It's called the BID system. And this is posted at gunlaws.com. You should take a look at it. The BID system would make sure that criminals can't buy guns, but it would not create a list of gun owners. Now, the government doesn't want that because they want the list. The background check is an excuse and a code word to convince the dumbed-down public who's being fed Kool-Aid with an enema up their mouths. I don't want to say where they're really putting it. They're being fed Kool-Aid to say you need a background check. They make up these numbers. 91% of the NRA supports background checks. 91% of the NRA doesn't support anything. The shotgunners don't like the rifle guys. The rifle guys don't like the handgun guys. They make these numbers up. There's 40% of everybody supports whatever their dream. Oh, 40% don't buy their guns through a background check. How could you possibly know that?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to know that. That's a brand new statistic. Came out in the last month or two. They make this stuff up.
By the Brady campaign, I might add.
They make this stuff up. Now, look, a background check to prevent a wanted murderer from buying a gun at retail and paying sales tax, that might not be a bad idea. The BID system would do it at 10% of the cost of NICS and will not create a list. You want to put everything on the table? You want to get rid of some of the resistance? Let's have a background check system that doesn't make a government list of everybody, which we have never had, which we don't need, and which is the precursor to genocide. Will you meet us halfway? Save 90% of the cost, screen out all the criminals, eliminate all the waste, and screen out the bad guys and get your background check, but don't make your centralized list with a lying snake like Schumer, who says he wrote the law in 1994 when it was 15 years in the coming.
And New York, thanks very much for continuing to bring us Chuck Schumer.
Mm.
Thank you for that.
Please.
Yeah, those of us in Georgia and Arizona and Ohio and Utah and Florida and South Carolina, we appreciate that. We're sick of him. We don't want your mayor. We don't want your Senator Schumer. We don't want Carolyn McCarthy.
No, no.
We don't want the rest of them. Keep
I like
them.
That David Kodry is looking at the statutes. You know, a lot of what they're passing is against the statutes. They can't create a list. It's against statute.
Mm-hmm.
They can't make the four-state list on the borders. That is a violation of statute, but the statutes don't have teeth. It says you can't do this. It's supposed to say if you do this, you go to prison. The statutes have to be written so that if the government violates them, the people in government who violate them go to jail. And if they can't get that into the statute, then we don't want it passed. And the statutes have to have expiration dates. If you do this, you go to jail, and we're going to review this statute in 5 years, and maybe we got to increase the penalties.
Alan, I got to tell you something.
Moderate.
I got to tell you something. As soon as Schumer shut his trap on that clip, I didn't have time to say, Alan, your thoughts. You were on that like wildfire, and I love that. Now, we've got 30 seconds. Tell us quickly, Alan, where people can find your work. We're getting ready to take a break, and I know you have to leave.
You can go to gunlaws.com, send me an email, read my papers, get on my list, and I'll keep you posted. I put out Page 9 periodically with the truth they suppress, with the plain English things like 40% of all gun sales are not done with background checks. But how could you possibly know that?
The Alan Corwin Experience, ladies and gentlemen. The Alan Corwin Experience here on the Armed American Radio Network. Alan, thank you for your wisdom. We'll have you back on very soon. The roundtable continues with David Kodrea and myself and George Hill, the Mad Ogre, right after this. Don't go away. It's a good one.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide sleep number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100, and the suspended Sleep Number is, sorry, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
We're
We're sticking together on Facebook at Armed American Radio and on the web at armedamericanradio.com. Now back to the radio broadcast. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the show, the Roundtable, the funnest hour in radio. If you're just joining us, pox on you. You should have been listening to us for the last 2.5 hours. But we're glad you're here. Welcome to the show. Armed American Radio, what a great name for a radio show. David Kodria joins us. David in Hudson, Ohio. How you doing?
We are up to 44 degrees on the cigar porch.
That's a beautiful thing. You were 34 when we started with you, so I guess that dueling heater is working for us, right?
Exactly. I have George, to keep a window open because I've got the cigar going.
That's a great thing. George Hill.
Yes, sir.
You up to negative 10?
It's pretty cold outside, but we're nice and toasty inside. Got my boots off, got my feet up, I'm relaxing. And it's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. I'll tell you what's a beautiful thing.
This week started out with me meeting federal agents of the Department of Homeland Security, going through SHOT Show, and then taking a tour of Area 51.
Oh, that's too cool.
Long drive home. So
did anybody follow you when you were touring around Area 51?
Well, we had the escorts and, you know, the people showing us around. It was all good.
Okay. Did you see any aliens or anything?
No aliens. It was all good. You know, we're not supposed to talk about all that hush-hush.
Did you, by any chance, happen to hear the following noises as you were driving around?
That's right.
Oh, you know, that's just normal out there. It's just normal.
Yeah, maybe I'm thinking of Roswell. I don't know. I'm the guy that's never seen the Casablanca movie, you know, the one where he says, "Frankly, my dear," something.
Oh, man.
Shanto, how you doing?
I'm doing better than I was last week.
Does Chuck Schumer make you want to throw up?
Let me tell you something. I've never liked Chuck Schumer, and I'm like,
oh, he's repulsive.
These people. I've been listening to this rhetoric for the last week, and I'm asking myself, first of all, where do you get all of your statistics? And here's the one thing that really bothers me about this whole gun show loophole thing they keep talking about. Don't I have the First Amendment right to sell something to someone without having to let the government know what I'm doing?
Yeah, and let's go ahead and clarify the gun show loophole myth for you, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are new to the program or who might not know what we're talking about, or those of you who headline surf or drink Kool-Aid.
Yes.
Actually believe the state-run media. There's no such thing as a gun show loophole. This is mythical. This was created much in the same vein that the media tells you that it's an assault weapon. They cram this garbage. You heard Schumer today talking about clips.
Yes.
7 hours ago. He doesn't know what a clip is. He wouldn't know the difference between a clip and a magazine. You'd think if he wrote the bill in 91 when he said he did, let's go back and count the years, he'd figure out what a clip is. He's agenda-driven. He's a politician. That's what he does. He cares one thing about his legacy. Yet again, thanks, New York.
Mark, you can't educate these guys.
But you can at least make the attempt, and we can say that we tried to, and I'll tell you why in a second. I'll go back to you and David here. The reason being that the mythical gun show loophole, of course, is the sale of private property that occurs while at a gun show, period. And I use the analogy, if I sell you a car, David Kodria, and I sell it to you in my driveway and not at a automobile swap meet or a car lot, is it the used car loophole? And what happens if you buy my automobile and I issue you a bill of sale and we do all the proper paperwork and you've done everything right, I've done everything right? You then go out, get drunk, and kill a family in a station wagon in that vehicle. Am I responsible for your actions? I could go on and on and on. But the fact of the matter is that what they're doing is they're coming after the private transaction and the private sale of a firearm. Your, as Alan said so eloquently, your personal private property.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mythical gun show loophole. And Chuck Schumer knows that. They all know that. And, of course, they don't care because this is pushing their agenda. They couldn't give a hoot about the U.S. Constitution. Sean, go ahead.
And what's scary about this is what's next. I mean, I know people say, well, he's talking about something far off in the distance that can't happen. But what's next? Will I not be able to sell a computer? Will I not be able to sell a house? I mean, when does it stop?
Well, the ultimate goal is control over you. That's the ultimate goal.
Absolutely.
Of the state is to control you. Here's the scary part about Schumer, David Kodria. He knows whether there were aliens in Roswell.
He was one of them.
Boy, that sounds like what I used to hear through the walls from my old apartment in Long Beach. But we
I don't even want to know what that meant.
But here's the thing. When he talks about doing this, you know, to stop felons from getting guns, he also knows perfectly well the Supreme Court case U.S. v. Haynes, where it was ruled by the Supreme Court that a felon does not have to register a firearm because in order to do so, because he's a prohibited person, would violate his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination.
Mm.
Okay, so Schumer knows this perfectly well. And, you know, but one thing I got to say, I love teeing off from Alan because he gave us a new concept tonight that I hope gun owners will exploit, and that is the Kool-Aid enema. I just love that.
Yeah, Alan, he's great. That's why we call the show the Alan Corwin Experience when he's on, because it really is an experience. You know, I can't think of anybody better to articulate some of these points than Alan. George, I'm going to read both you and America. I want to read you a letter from my sheriff, to his constituents, and it says, in the aftermath of the recent criminal events, the President, Vice President, and many members of Congress are attempting to exploit the deaths of innocent victims by attempting to enact laws, restrictions, and, even through use of executive orders, prevent law-abiding American citizens from possessing certain firearms and ammunition magazines. As your duly elected sheriff, I want you to know and understand my position on the issue and that I am a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. As in most states, sheriffs are elected constitutional officers. Duly elected sheriffs are held accountable by no one other than the electorate of their respective counties. There is only one exception in those extreme emergencies during which the governor of the state issues a written declaration of emergency. With this in mind, no one other than the governor in a declared state of emergency can tell the county sheriff what to do or command their deputies and personnel into action. We are empowered to enforce all state laws and have no authority or duty to enforce any federal law or mandate. The president and or any federal official has no authority to order the county sheriff to do anything. This interpretation is not new. It has been the law of the land since these United States of America came into existence. On December 27, 2012, my oath of office was administered by our probate judge with the final sentence stating, and that I will support the Constitution of the United States and of this state, so help me God. Therefore, I will fully exercise the power of the office of sheriff to protect and defend the constitutional rights of the citizens. My position is best stated by fellow sheriff Tim Mueller of Linn County, Oregon, in his letter to the president, quoting, "We are Americans. We must not allow, nor shall we tolerate, the actions of criminals, no matter how heinous the crimes, to prompt politicians to enact laws that will infringe upon the liberties of responsible citizens who have broken no laws," unquote. Along with Sheriff Mueller, other sheriffs throughout the country, including Georgia, and I will not enforce any laws or regulations that negate the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, if your sheriff doesn't think and feel that way, you need to ask why. You need to have a conversation with your sheriff. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, thoughts?
You know, that's very similar to a conversation that I want to have with my local sheriff. We've seen other sheriffs in other areas do things. There's one, I forget where it is. It's all over the Internet. It's all over Facebook, basically saying the same thing.
That was probably Mueller that you were referring to. I'm going to stop you there for a second, George, only because my timing was off. The last sentence of this, before we go to a break, then we come back, I'll let you pick up on those thoughts. Nor shall those laws and regulations be enforced by me or by my deputies, nor will I permit the enforcement of any unconstitutional regulations or orders by federal officers within the borders of this county.
That's the key.
That's the key. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to find out where your sheriff stands. More information on that when we come back here on Armed American Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
On July 20th, 2012, a mass shooting occurred at the Century Movie Theater in Aurora, Colorado. My name is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. This shooting sparked a national debate on guns and gun laws here in our country. As a lawful gun owner myself, I felt a need to produce a free DVD called Gun Laws, a National Debate. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
You're listening to Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Here again, Mark Walters.
We are in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I had a great meeting. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, you were with me when we met for quite some time with our great friends over at Crossbreed Holsters out at that trade show, the SHOT Show in Las Vegas earlier this week. What a great group of people they are, and what a boy, they have some stuff in the hopper.
Yeah, absolutely. They've got a good team, and meeting them was it was a pleasure. It was one of the highlights of the SHOT Show.
Yeah, it was. They're great people. They make one of the best products. You know, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for something to carry a full-size gun inside the pant, inside the waistband, that you will literally forget you're wearing, this is it. Check out crossbreedholsters.com. I got to tell you, I had sworn off inside the waistband carry for about 3 years until Mark Craighead, the founder, who we recently lost,
sent me one and said, I want you to try this several years ago. And I have, I mean, he said, it'll make a full-size firearm disappear on you. It's the most comfortable thing you've ever worn. He was right about that. So make sure you check out crossbreedholsters.com. Don't take my word for it. Look at them. Go look them up and check it out and read the reviews yourself. You won't see one bad. Oh, you know, Sean, I'm glad you mentioned this. Gander Mountain, thanks for talking to me.
You're welcome.
February 9th, ladies and gentlemen, the Gander Mountain Academy Concealed Carry Expo, round two. We did Lake Mary, Orlando, Florida, back last year in September, and we are doing it. It was such a huge success. We will be at Gander Mountain for a Concealed Carry Expo, sponsored by Armed American Radio and Gander Mountain together. Rob Pincus will be there. I will be there. Author and colleague of mine, Michael Martin, will be there. You've heard him as a guest on the program. Author of Concealed Carry Fundamentals will be there. And over 45 vendors. Shoot before you buy. The range is open. We'll be in the simulators with you. You want to have a great time? Head on up. Gander Mountain, Lakeville, Minnesota, February 9th. It's going to be brr chilly. And it'll be a great time to be inside that great facility up there at their corporate offices with Gander Mountain. Come and see us. We'll sign in books for you. Get some pictures taken with us and jump in the simulators with us. We'll have a great time. David Kodria, welcome back, my man.
Mark, always a pleasure to be here. And I know time is running short, but at some point during this last segment, I need 1 minute if you would indulge me.
Right now, take it. It's yours.
Okay, frontpagemagazine.com. A writer's name is Daniel Greenfield. He wrote an article called Disarming Americans, Arming Terrorists. This is an eye-opener for what this is about. Ought to get our blood boiling. I'm just going to read for a minute. Egypt under control of the Muslim Brotherhood, okay? Obama is unwilling to trust Americans with an AR-15, but is willing to trust a genocidal terrorist group with Abrams tanks and F-16 jets. While Obama has not been willing to respect the Constitution of the United States and its Bill of Rights, he was willing to arm a terrorist group whose motto is, the Quran is our Constitution, the Prophet is our leader, jihad is our path, and death in the name of Allah is our goal. If a high school student wrote that on his Facebook page, he would be in police custody within the hour. But an international organization and national government that trades in such rhetoric gets devastating firepower from our government free of charge. What's that tell you?
It tells you everything that you and I have already known, David, and anybody with a clear head has known from day one. I want to ask you this question. I want to get an opinion from you, well thought out as you do. Because I don't hear anyone else talking about this. I wouldn't expect to hear this in the mainstream media because the mainstream media can't think this way because they're part of the left-wing propaganda machine. So they're not capable. It's that old, I don't know anybody who voted for him routine. But I want to ask you this. The letters that we've gotten, the emails that we've seen, the boneheaded liberals that you read in the comment section below the columns and so forth, who said to you, as we've read on this program over the last few weeks, you're right wing, you're extremist, this is the problem with the right wing, guys like you, the fear mongering, Barack Obama isn't going to do anything, he knows better than that, and all the other garbage that we've heard, and I know you get too, David. And I have to ask this question again, and I will ask it every week. If we were right about that, which we were, clearly, what else were we right about Obama, David?
We've been right about everything that we've said about Obama, Mark. There's no question about that. But the problem with the regressives is once you prove them wrong on one point, they switch gears and they go on to another point. So you can never pin them down. They will never admit that they're wrong. They'll simply come up with another ad hominem attack point on you. That's their M.O.
Yep.
Well, I guess
their M.O. is to be backed up by the media.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're not held accountable for anything they say.
Mm-hmm.
Anything they say is no longer true 5 minutes later.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not held accountable by the mainstream media, as you said, George, and this is part of the problem. When I said they were all flitting around out there now, all right, the fact of the matter is they've been let out. The butterflies are out. Okay, they're not even trying to hide at this point their agenda. And here's what's interesting about that. I find that just from a philosophical standpoint, think about this. David, are they stupid enough to think that there isn't going to be another election in 4 years? Do they not know the history of our republic? Have they not seen the shifts and the winds blow in politics over the last 200-plus years? Do they not understand that the Constitution will long outlast Barack Obama and their little utopia right now that they feel so comfortable? Because they're trying to destroy the GOP. You can read the columns about it.
Yeah,
he's being advised to destroy his opposition. This is their utopia. They're at their summit right now. Okay, what are they missing?
Well, I think that they think that they're playing for the end game at this point. I think that they're giddy on power. This guy that you're talking about is the politics director at CBS News, for goodness sakes, and he's talking about destroying the Republicans, and now's the time for Obama to go for the throat.
Mm-hmm.
And it scares me, Mark, when you say, do they not think there are going to be elections? Because I have to wonder about a Reichstag fire at this point. I don't mean to sound like a conspiracy theorist or anything like that. I think that they are counting on, they're praying for another massacre.
Yeah, that is very sad, but I have made the comment here, in fact, earlier in the hour, or earlier 2 hours ago with Susanna Hupp here on the show, when I said that it sickens me to think that, to know, it's the only way it could have happened. How else did he get the news?
Mm-hmm.
When you see the reaction, that was instant. Any clear-thinking individual knows that they didn't just all of a sudden put this apparatus together. This was the under-the-radar that we heard in the first term, as mentioned to the Bradys, we're working on gun control for you. We have to do some things. We're doing some things, but we have to do them under the radar. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the submarine has surfaced.
Yeah, it has.
It ain't under the radar anymore, baby. It's a big old fat ship floating on the high seas.
Yep.
And it's there for everybody to see, and they're not hiding it. If you think that that ship wasn't sailing underneath the surface, you're just a damn fool.
They have no reason to hide now.
Yeah.
Well, they've been no reason to hide because there's nothing that can touch them.
They've been planning this for years. Absolutely.
Well,
media's right behind them,
yep,
backing them up with all the play, the full power of the propaganda machine.
George, that's a great point. Let's go there for a second. I'm glad you brought that up. And we're at the end of the show. Sean, you really got to stop the clock. I know you got to do some magical stuff. Killing me.
That's a Charlie thing right there.
Well, it's a Chucky Schumerism. So what we'll do is we'll discuss that next week. David Coggia, thanks, man. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next week in the roundtable, at least, if not sooner, on the Armed American Radio Network. George Hill, the Mad Ogre.
Always a pleasure and a privilege.
Stay mad, my friend. Stay mad.
Stay mad, my friend.
This is the Armed American Radio Network. Sean, it was a great program.
Yes, it was.
It's always fun. How are we doing on time?
We're right at 20 seconds.
20 seconds. That's about time for me to say, ladies and gentlemen, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere you go. Never leave your cave without your club, particularly now. Don't be that caveman that's empty-handed. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio. We've got your back. We'll be back next week. Armed American Radio, great name for a radio show.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby.
Walmart.
We go. The horse is the way to carry.
All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Wherever the pumpkin pie.
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our Ad Match Guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.